For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. The flight recorder of the downed Russian jet Su-24 has been opened before reporters on Thursday. This comes after Turkey shot down the Russian fighter jet near the Syrian border last month, saying it had violated its airspace. Russia then imposed a series of sanctions against Turkey, calling the downing an enemy act. The Russian Defense Ministry says the flight data will be made public next Monday. Rescuers are saying the 19 miners trapped in a coal mine after an explosion in northeast China's Hugong City have no chance of survival. According to an expert panel, excessive levels of poisonous gases and high temperatures in the mine made the rescue mission extremely difficult. The explosion happened at around 2:30 p.m. Wednesday when 52 people were working underground. 33 workers managed to escape. On Thursday, another mine fire that occurred in Liaoning province has killed 17 workers as of now. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China is willing to play a constructive role in promoting a political settlement of the Syrian crisis. Wang made the remarks during talks with his Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif on Thursday, ahead of the third ministerial-level meeting of the International Support Group for Syria in New York. Despite progress made in previous meetings, Wang points out that much work still needs to be done concerning the integration of the opposition and identifying terrorist organizations. For his part, Zarif says Iran is committed to maintaining close communication with China over the settlement of the Syrian issue. East China Shanghai will begin charging fees on the city's industrial polluters. The fees will specifically target emitters of volatile organic compounds, or VOC, which are the main contributors to PM2.5 and ozone pollution. The plan's first phase was retrospectively set to begin in October of this year, with the fee set at 10 yuan, or $1.5 per kilogram of emissions. Targeted companies include those in the vehicle manufacturing, textile, industrial paints, furniture, and plastic industries. Local authorities expect the new measures to cut VOC emissions in the city by half by 2017. Chinese biologist Huang Junju was selected as one of the 10 most influential people in 2015 by the science journal Nature. Nature's chief features editor says this year's list highlights individuals who have played important roles in areas ranging from climate change to gene editing to research reproducibility. Huang's work in human embryo gene editing has caused debate in academic circles. Huang is currently working at Sun Yat-sen University in southeast China's Guangzhou. The latest official data suggests positive signs in China's real estate market in November. Among 70 large and medium-sized cities surveyed, new home prices climbed month-on-month in 33 cities, up from 27 in the previous month. In the meantime, 27 reported monthly price declines, down from 33 cities in October. On a yearly basis, China's housing market continued to warm in November, with 21 cities posting new home price increases. The new home price in Shenzhen enjoyed the biggest gain for last month, surging some 45%. Apple has partnered with China UnionPay to launch the Apple Pay payment service in China next year. Apple Pay has finally secured a place in the world's biggest smartphone market. The deal will let Apple Pay users in China add credit or debit cards to the mobile payment service. The service is expected to launch as soon as early 2016 after testing and certification required by regulators. Terms of the partnership have not been released so far. A red alert for air pollution is going to take effect starting from Saturday morning in Beijing. This is the second time within a month that the highest level warning has been issued for the Chinese capital. Emergency measures include a school suspension and a ban on driving vehicles according to their plate numbers. Outdoor construction activities are ordered to halt and industrial operations will be suspended. The red alert comes after another round of heavy smog is expected to hit Beijing and its neighboring regions tomorrow and last until Tuesday. Aviation investigators have concluded that human error might be one of the factors behind a deadly helicopter crash in western Argentina last March. The investigators say a lack of sufficient regulation also contributed to the tragic in-flight collision that killed all the 10 people on board both helicopters, including three French athletes. The tragedy happened during the filming of Dropped, a French reality adventure show. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.